Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your host, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, oh gracious Lord, we just come before you right now, Lord God, with humble hearts, Father God, and bowed heads. God, I just ask right now, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will have his way, Father God. I ask right now, Father God, that the men and women of the cloth, Lord God, that have tuned in, Father God, that we will return back to our first love, Lord Jesus. I ask that you go to the hospitals, Lord God, and touch the sick, Father God. I ask, Lord God, the minds that are on the phone, that are listening, Lord God, that have tuned in, that you regulate them, Lord God, and bring peace, Lord God, where there is depression, Lord God, and suicidal thoughts, Father God. I ask, Lord God, that the church, Father God, not just a few, but all of them, Lord God, get back, Lord God, where holiness is right, where we preach, Lord God, the unadulterated word, Father God. I ask, Lord God, on today, Lord Jesus, that you will touch, Father God, and guard our mouth, Lord God, on what to say and how to say it. Holy Spirit, you really are going to have your way. Father God, I thank you in advance, Lord God, for the hearts that you are touching. I thank you, Lord God, for the gifts that you are stirring up. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you doing this morning?
Woo, sir, I am doing well. I am blessed. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed as well.
Amen.
Just glad God allowed me to see another day.
Thank you. That is so true. A day that we did not think was possible. Lord, I thank you. So we're going back still into our series, Get Ready, Get Set,
Go.
And Go.
Amen.
And we've been getting ready for the last couple of weeks. And the get ready was the position of the sitting.
Praise the Lord.
And now we're moving on to the get set. And the get set, in the second part of that today was, what position are you in Christ?
Mm.
Are you in the get ready? Are you in the get set? Or are you going?
Praise the Lord.
So we're going to talk about the get set, Pastor. And I know God was dealing with you about this.
Yeah.
So kind of give a breakdown about even what the word set means.
Praise the Lord. And I'll do that, but just to keep it also in perspective of what we was talking about get ready, get set, go, we were also talking about the seasons.
Yes.
We was also talking about how, you know, there are different seasons that we go through in our life in which we need to be mindful of actually what God is saying to us. And a lot of times when we talk about get ready, get set, go, we're talking about being in a position to be able to receive and hear from God.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about being spiritually minded, because
yes,
the Bible declares that to be spiritually minded is life.
Mm.
And we know that to be carnal minded is death. And we who worship God must come to learn to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
So what is key about sitting is that is a time of learning, a time of being able to recognize the fact that you must humble yourself because of the different things that is going on that can come to be a distraction, or that can come to be type of noises. You know, one thing about being spiritually minded, you know, we recognize the Bible tells us to not believe every spirit, but
yes,
to try the spirit to see if it is of God.
That's right.
So in my sitting position, Evangelist, I was learning, first of all, I was learning what put me in a position of sin, and I was learning and understanding what it is that I'm fighting. It's a terrible thing to be in battle and fight something
and not know what you're fighting.
And not know what it is that you're fighting.
Jesus.
You know, punching at the air and not really having an effect, going through the motions.
Yes.
But not seeing any real, true evidence of benefits or having and living an effective and productive life. A lot of that comes because we are wrestling with things that we know not.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right?
Yes.
But against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. But if you're not spiritually minded and you're carnal minded, you'll start fighting a lot of things that's really not even part of the battle. So when we're talking about standing, we're talking about knowing now it's time for me to get up.
Yes.
It's time for me to move from this position and get in my place.
Yes.
And get in the place where I belong, and most important, have a focus.
Yes.
I'm focused on the highway. I'm focused on the ways of God. I'm in my position, and I'm ready now with a focused mind, a mind that is removed the static.
Yes. And, you know, when I think about the standing, it's not so much as just, you know, standing, but there's a stillness in standing too.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying to stand. It's not saying to walk. It's not saying to run. But sometimes you have to stand. The Bible talks about standing against the wiles of the enemy. But you also have to be able to stand on the word of God. What are you standing on? Are you standing on what man said, what mama said, or are you standing on the word of God, which is the truth?
Praise the Lord.
The word of God is what you need to stand on, that is going to be the only thing that is not going to allow you to fall. Anything else, I guarantee you, enough weight, enough pressure, you will fall through.
Amen. And just to give them scripture, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and starting at that 10th verse.
Okay, so Ephesians 6th chapter, the 10th verse. Would you like me to read?
Yeah.
The full armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And so there's a lot that goes
with the armor of God.
With that armor.
Mm-hmm. A lot of standing.
A lot of, you know, in order to stand, you got to put on the whole armor of God, and that takes a process of understanding your war clothes.
That's right.
You understand, knowing how to properly use what it is that God has equipped us for is important. And until you learn how to use those, and until you really understand your position, then you really, you know, it's really hard to get in a position of getting ready.
Yes.
You know, of being able to withstand.
That's
anything,
right.
Because you have not took the time to learn what seasons that you're in. Because there's a time and a season to every purpose under the sun. Just like sometimes there's just a time that we need to be quiet and listen to what God is saying.
Amen.
And then there's a time to take instructions, and then there's time to get in our position, and then it's time to launch out there and do what God has called us to do.
That's right.
When you define the word set, it means to put, lay, or stand in a specified place or position. I like that.
Yes.
Because the specified means that God had told me. I understand what God has called me to do, and now I can get in the position that he has called me into.
That's right.
But there's a lot of things, evangelists, that we have to make sure that we understand before we get into the position of standing. And I think about those runners.
Hmm.
You know, you think about the runner. You was a runner.
Yeah, my mother too.
Yeah, y'all been runners.
Yes.
So y'all know that when, you know,
natural and spirit.
Now when y'all was sitting down, y'all probably was with a coach.
Yes.
And the coach was telling y'all all kinds of techniques and different things that you had to do in order to have your mind ready,
yes.
How to get into the right position.
Position. That's right.
And how to stand. But what I like, I was looking at one of these, track meets.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of the Olympics, and I used to see those people get disqualified.
Mm-hmm. Why'd they get disqualified?
Because they took off.
too soon.
Too soon.
Ooh, good God from Zion.
See, when you take off too soon and,
yes.
you're disobedient,
yes.
and you take off too soon, and a lot of times we get disqualified because we're on the position, but we're not
on.
Focused.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know what, we're so focused on doing what we want to do,
mm-hmm.
and we're not disciplined enough,
yes.
you see what I'm saying,
yes.
to move when God says
that's
move.
Right.
Oh, that's that. See,
and, you know, I like that, Pastor, because, you know, when I think about, you know, there's many of them that get disqualified because they say, but I thought I heard. See, sometimes you think you heard God tell you
mm-hmm.
to go. Sometimes God said sit or stand
That's
or
right.
get ready.
That's right.
And until you hear the gun go off, you know, until you really hear that sound from heaven,
That's right.
you don't move until you really hear God.
You don't move. And see, and then another thing, see, in the sitting position, what I learned, see, in the sitting position is to understand the voice of God.
Yes.
You see, Jesus said, my sheep, they know
my
voice.
That's right.
And see, a lot of times there's so much noise in our minds.
We don't know the voice.
You see what I'm saying? That we don't know and we don't hear the voice of God. It's just like having a radio.
Yeah.
And you know, you have that radio and you hear all that noise and you hear that static. What you got to do?
You got to tune it in.
You got to tune that thing
fine-tune
in. You got to fine tune it.
Sometimes you got to go back and forth. You got to be patient with it.
And sometimes that tuning is scripture.
Yes.
See, and if you ain't got no word in you to be able to combat a lot of the noise that you're going through,
yes.
that's why the Bible says study to show that. See, while I'm sitting, I'm studying.
Yeah. Ooh.
To show myself approved.
Yes.
A workman that what? Needed not be ashamed. Rightfully dividing the word of truth. You
Pastor,
got to you got
rightfully.
To, rightfully. You got so that means that you got to tune it to the right scripture.
Come
and
on.
You got to and then you got to make sure that you have the right interpretation of that scripture
That's
with
right.
the right spirit.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? Your heart got to be right. You got to tune that thing in to the right station with the right mindset
That's
and
right.
and right heart attitude.
That's right.
You have to be disciplined. But it takes something to crucify this flesh.
And you know, when that illustration that you're given about the track, I think about when they get disqualified, that means they can no longer run that race. But God is a God of second chances. Next year, you can come back and do it again.
Exactly.
See?
Next season.
See,
next,
you see what I'm saying?
It might take a season.
Yes.
For me to wait to get a position. And that's
then,
the awesome thing about God.
Because you learned something from them.
Exactly.
See, you'll learn this time that not only am I preparing myself and making sure I practice and run, but this time I'm going to make sure that I'm preparing to hear. I have to be able to get all the noise from this person on the left, this person on the right, and thinking what I hear and be able to hear when that gunshot goes. So I need to be able to hear the word of God. I can't be having this person in my ear telling me something and this person in my ear telling me something. I need to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's you, God. So I'm going to stand right here until you confirm in my spirit that is you speaking to me.
And see, and when you're able to stand, it doesn't matter what the crowd is saying.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And as a matter of fact, I know how to block all that out
yes.
because I'm so focused on
oh,
what God is doing. And he has taught me in my sitting position
yes.
that it is important. I have been through that season where I realized that, you know what, I can't play with this.
That's right.
And you know what, this is about, you know, me making it to heaven.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
I'm going someplace.
Place.
I'm going someplace. This is
yes.
about my soul.
Yes.
And I ain't got time for jealous folk who got issues with me. I ain't got time to sit up in church and not come with the spirit of expectation and get what I came
yes.
for. I need the Lord.
Yes.
I need a move of God in
Jesus.
My life. And I refuse to allow foolish things to get me off track.
So many of you that have been sitting and you're wondering, how come nobody sees me? It was because it was for a season that God wanted you to sit. When you go from different churches, I'm going to just put it out there. When you go from different churches, not church hopping, we can stop being so spiritual deep. I'm talking about going to different places and seeing churches and seeing how people are and so forth. It's also supposed to be an eye-opener of God. What is actually missing? What there's supposed to be a need. So sometimes God will have you sit for a season and watch. Watch and pray, sometimes to help. But when you stand, you should be able to stand on the word of God. Not only should you be able to stand on the word of God, but the word of God should be inside of you that you are speaking the word of God. You come out speaking life. You start standing on the word. And when you stand, Pastor, there's a stillness in standing. I know you were in the military and as a drill sergeant, how you used to have the soldiers just stand. And I know sometimes they probably was like, man, Sergeant, you know, we hungry. We want to go home, you know. But y'all made sure they stood until everybody was in uniform and everything looked to what you guys wanted before you would dismiss them. It's the same thing with God at times. Sometimes he makes us stand still for a minute. Just until we get, you know, some, you know, it's just like a kid. You know, I used to see the kids just run, stand still. I said, stand still. Then, you know, like our grandson, little Demel, he just woohoo, just so excited. But if he wants something and we say, you ain't going to get this until you stand still, boy, he stands straight and just stand still because it's something he wants. What is something that you want from God that is not allowing you to stand still until you get it?
Right. And you know, it's like this. And sitting, I have to get ready.
Yes.
You have to get ready before you can be ready.
That's
you
good.
Understand?
Yes.
You can't be ready until you first learn how to get ready.
Yes.
You know, you get ready to go out and you do something, you first got to get ready. You
yes.
got to get yourself together. You got to get dressed
rest.
Up. You got to get, you
water
know, even before
face.
We go out, there's
yes.
things that we have to understand that we need to do in order to get ready, like fasting and praying, like learning how to get into the presence of God, like learning how to get our minds right, knowing that, you know what, that when we get on position, there's going to be a devil.
Yes.
Because this is a spiritual warfare.
Yes, it is.
And I think that we think that this is just we do what we want to do, a Burger King type of a situation where we can do whatever we want to do.
Mercy,
but when you have been called
yes.
for a God-given purpose, there's a lot of things that we have to make sure that we get ready or get in check.
That's right.
Like our flesh, like
yes.
our mind. Like making sure that we are understanding, you know, the hierarchy of demonic forces that are
yes.
out to stop the move of God. It is not about you.
Yes.
See, when I'm ready, I realize, you know, also that it's not just about me. It's about God and what the devil wants to do in order to cause an issue in the movement of God from taking effect in the lives of others.
Yes.
So if I can distract you,
and he tries,
huh? If I can get you focused on something that really has nothing to do with what God wants us to focus on,
amen.
You see what I'm saying? Then I can stop you from being effective and blessing somebody else.
That's
the devil does. He's
yeah.
a liar, and the truth is not in him.
A blessing blocker.
And you have to recognize that.
Yes.
And you have to know that. Put on the whole armor of God. Mm-hmm. You know, having your foot shod. With the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, we're talking about our feet because you got to put your foot on position.
That's right.
You
got to
stand.
That's
and
good,
a lot of
Pastor.
Times we're walking into all kind of mischiefs. A lot of times we walk into a lot of places where we don't have to be. So sometimes, you know, God has to sit us down so that we can learn how to deal with our foot issues.
Jesus.
We got to learn how to stay at the foot of Jesus and staying at the foot of all these other things that's going on.
Right.
Oh, I go ahead, Evangelist.
You
I don't
know, it's that's really good with what you're saying. It wasn't so much, you know, when you're getting ready. I just think about the preparation that many of us put into getting ready. But can I just be honest with you, Pastor? A lot of the getting ready and preparation we do is for others. We ain't getting ready and preparing for God like we should.
Uh-huh.
We get ready. Oh, I want my sisters to see me with my new shoes and get my hair done and, you know, get all this and the men, you know, my suits. And it's okay. It's okay to feel good and look good. But we spend so much time taking care of the outer man getting ready, and we spend very little time taking care of the inner man and getting ready.
That's right.
And getting ready with your, you know, you can't come and just say, I've been called to do this, but never really fully got ready to be prepared to do that in which you've been called. How many of us have really sat at the feet of Jesus and really said, God, it is no longer I, but you that lives and dwells in me. What would you have for me to do? What is it that you want from me? Or do we go telling God what we want him to do and where we want to be? See, getting ready means I'm getting ready to do something for God, not that I'm getting ready for myself. Anything that I do, if it does not exalt, it does not glorify God, I don't want to do it.
Amen.
And so we're getting ready, but what are we getting ready for? My grandmother used to say, all dressed up and no place to go. What are we getting ready for? And many of you that have been disqualified, did you keep running? even though it didn't count?
Mm.
Jesus. Or did you wait for your season of preparation and go back? And then those of you that were able to hear and was ready and said, no, that's not the gun, let me wait. Did you get impatient in your waiting? Because the disqualified has to leave, but you still are able to stand in your position and get ready. See, everything is a teaching. You know, I bless God that we are teaching preachers.
Amen.
But sometimes for teaching, it requires a true understanding. We can hoop and holler and speak good and preach, but if you're not really getting this, there's a preparation and getting ready. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost, because the revelation that God is telling me is the same way you get up every morning in the natural and get ready. You got to get up every morning in the spirit and put your full armor of God.
Praise the Lord.
You cannot think that you can make it even in your own house sometime without having the armor of God.
That's right.
Because you'll look at your husband 1 minute and all he'll do is yawn. And what you yawning so loud for? So you're dealing with a spirit, and it's probably within your own self, but because you did not put the full armor of God on, you are looking and dealing with flesh instead of seeing it in the spirit of what it really is.
Amen. And just to piggyback on some of the things that you were saying, it just reminds me of the importance of understand what your weapons actually cover.
That's right.
Ooh. Understanding, you know, how these weapons that we in this armor protects us.
Mm.
You know, and the first thing it starts off is it talks about having your loins girt about with truth.
Yes.
You know, and I thought about the loins. That part of the body is like the pelvis or the rib area there or the backbone.
Yes.
You got to have a backbone with this.
Yes.
You see, in this walk. And in dealing with spiritual warfare, it's important that you have a backbone, and especially when it comes down to truth, because the Bible says that the God desires such to worship him in spirit and also
in truth. Amen.
And the truth will set you free. So we have to take this word, and we have to have it in our hearts, and we have to live according to it no matter what we have to do in order to defend it. Even if it means us discarding things that is within ourselves that we know does not line up with the Word of God, we must understand how to live according to the truth.
That's good. And, you know, Pastor, when you were talking about stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, it was saying that the ancient soldiers' loins, their waist, were girt about with a leather belt,
uh-huh,
which held most of their other pieces of armor in place. The similar part of that is the Christian's armor depends on or held by placed by a spiritual belt. And the spiritual belt, which is the truth, is the knowledge of the truth of God's word.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
That's right. And what about that breastplate of righteousness?
You
see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That breastplate, which is to cover your heart. And just thinking about that I was thinking about seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And all of his righteousness. See, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And when we talk about righteousness, we're talking about the right way of doing things.
That's right. And it also represents a holy character and moral conduct.
Exactly.
Mm.
You know, the right way of doing things. I live according to righteousness.
Yes.
And I keep that across my chest.
Mm.
And, you know, and that's why you have to guard your heart.
Yes, Lord.
With all diligence, because out of it are the
issues of life.
Of life.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of issues y'all have, you know what I'm saying, or you find yourselves in, is because we are not properly guarding it, and we don't put on our breastplate.
Wow.
To guard
good.
A lot of the things that come out of our heart. So a lot of issues, we're going to have issues.
Yes.
There are some issues that, but there are some issues that are there to work out righteous causes. You see what I'm saying? But there's a lot of righteousness that, or a lot of issues that we have that is coming from us that is to let us know that we still got some problems that we have to work out. But all of it works together for the good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. But that's why it is important to guard your heart.
Yes,
and that's
is.
Why, you know what, that means that I can't take on everything.
Mm.
I can't do everything. And I recognize that, you know,
right.
because this is time sensitive, you know, because over that you overload.
Yes.
So me knowing that I'm going to have some issues.
Yes.
And now I have to make sure that they're God-centered.
Mm.
I don't want to take on no more than what I have to.
That's
why I don't have time to worry about a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, that is not going to do anything for me in the area of being a blessing to my life.
That's good.
You see?
And what about... And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I think about having my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace,
mm-hmm.
like I kind of referred to it a little bit earlier, sometimes we have feet that is quick to run to mischief.
Mm-hmm.
We have to watch where we're going. We have to watch our step. You know, I think I preached that one time. You know, but you have to watch your step, and you have to be mindful of where you walk in. You got to be mindful of who you are following.
That's good.
Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of
That's
the
right.
ungodly.
Jesus.
You got to be mindful of the counsel that you follow and that you entertain.
Yes.
You wind up walking and
My
following.
Lord.
Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Yes.
Peace.
And I like the gospel of peace. It says. The gospel gives peace to the believer, freeing him from anxiety through the advance against such a powerful opponent, which is the devil.
That's right.
You know, so just what you were saying about, you know, I'm able to have the gospel of peace with my feet, so I know that I got to stand against the devil. And you can't think you can stand against the devil and not know nothing. You better have your word. The only thing that will make the devil flee is the word of God.
That's right. Resist the devil.
Yes.
And
he shall flee. Mm. That's good. And then it says, above all, taking the shield of faith.
Mm.
Taking God at his word.
That's it.
It's
impossible to please God without faith.
That's right.
You know, we who come to God must believe that he is.
That's right.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
That's right.
In Hebrews in the 11th chapter. But we must know. For
without
a fact,
a shadow of a doubt.
That he is God.
That's right.
That he is able.
Yes, he is.
To do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power.
That's right.
That is working in us, that is in Christ Jesus. You see yes. what I'm saying? I know that with God on my side.
Yes.
He's more than they in the world that comes against me.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, I'm looking at it was talking about the fiery darts of the wicked. And that's why you have to have so much faith in God and take him at his word so you won't be double-minded. And you won't focus so much on the darts that are coming with you because you already know that God is going to protect you. That's why you have that shield of faith. I just believe God. You know, you don't have to give me no money. You don't have to. I believe God and his word.
Amen.
And that's what happens. See, when you just have experiences with God, you are an unstable man. You ride a fence. But when you've had an encounter with God, there's a faith that you're able to have. You just trust God. I know without a shadow of a doubt, and I just believe him. That's it. And the devil is aware of that. But when you are always second-guessing and wondering and questioning and so forth, it's because you really don't have the faith in God that you should. You have faith more in what people will do to you than what you do and what God will do for you.
Praise the Lord. So what I know we're getting ready to almost come to the end of our time.
Yes.
But so just so that I understand, I know that when it comes down to standing, we're dealing with those who really understand what they're in.
Yes.
We know that they are those who are in position.
Mm-hmm.
They are those who have a focus.
Yes.
On God.
Yes.
And that and there's a discipline.
Yes.
To be able to deal with the noises of life.
Yes.
And having an understanding on how to hear from God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That's really good, Pastor.
Amen.
Did you have anything? I just had something in my throat.
Oh, keep going. Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that we recap on that so that people understand that this is also a season where we must be in position as well.
Yes.
You know, that we must be ye ready.
And that was the second part of it. What position are you in
Praise
your walk
Lord.
In Christ? are you in this position? Because if you are in the get ready, or the get set, excuse me, the get set position, that means you're about to take off.
Amen.
But are you in the get set position? Have you jumped the gun?
That's right.
Do you need to go back to your season because you've been disqualified? Because those are the rules. See, if we pay attention to the rules and the instructions prior to getting up, many of us would sit down for a long time.
Praise the Lord.
Until we really heard and got it right.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we want to thank you for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. We pray that something touched. We pray that something that was read was able to stir up you on the inside and have you want to go deeper in the Word. If God says the same, we will be on again next week. And remember, the time is now 8 o'clock a.m. that we're coming on. I am your host, Evangelist White.
I'm Pastor White.
And we will speak with you all soon. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we. Have a blessed day.
God bless you.